This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. This is Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. Is that possible in this volatile market being down? Now it's up. NASDAQ hitting some records. So what's going on and where's it going? Well, I have an article that I'm going to read to you from Dr. Robert Shiller, Yale graduate, and he's going to explain the pandemic shock market and why it's decoupled from the economy. And then he want to stay to the end. We're going to talk about a local store has a lot of chains that has like 38 lawsuits. That's right, 38 lawsuits. And then we're also going to talk about the stimulus plan. When Congress comes back in office July 21st, and they'll recess again on August 8th, what are some scenarios, what might happen, how that might affect you? So again, the name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees mainly, though we have people that are younger, between my daughter and myself, for over, you ready for this, folks? 60 years, more like 70 years. In fact, I started this business in 1970 before they had calculators. She's a certified estate planner. I'm a master certified estate planner. So the people we've been serving from Eastern Ohio, Western Pennsylvania, but we have clients scattered out in a variety of states. So let me tell you what we do at Legacy Financial Strategy before I get into the meat and potatoes of this show. But let me give you some contact information first. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Herman Hills, Pennsylvania, in a development called Linden Point. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. If you'd like to learn more about what we're doing, set up a complimentary consultation, say, for 15 minutes, call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or just Google the word Legacy Financial. It'll take you to an area on Google that says leaveaLegacy.com. L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, Legacy.com. And when you go to that website, it has all our contact information. And while you're there, folks, you might as well check it out. There's a lot of free information, educational. So if you're in the education, non-biased information, we have a lot of information. One of them is our on-demand seminars, 24 hours a day. You can watch this. One's on Social Security. My daughter used to work for the Social Security office. We have one on estate planning, wills, trusts, etc. In fact, their short seminars are 6 minutes, but there's quizzes you can take before you watch the seminar, and you can take it afterwards to test your knowledge. Everybody likes quizzes, short quizzes. And then we have free reports you can download. So one's on Social Security, one's on estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorneys. One is, it's called guaranteed income. I call it paycheck for life, but guaranteed income. Wouldn't it be nice, like Social Security, to have a paycheck predictable regardless of what the market is that will pay you and your spouse, if you're married, as long as you live? Is there such a vehicle out there? Well, there's a seminar on that. It's called Guaranteed Income. There's one on Are You Ready to Retire? I had a client come in for taxes today. We'll talk about taxes in a minute. and he's ready to pull the plug. In fact, it's his second retirement. So he's coming back Monday. So are you ready to retire? Are you ready to retire? There's a mini seminar on that. There's one on how to have a tax-free retirement. Folks, it's not a question of taxes. Are they going up? They're already scheduled to go up. You may be aware of that. Under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, is set to sunset December 31st, 2025, and go back to what it was. So it's not maybe. It's already set that way unless they change the law. So we have one on are you ready to retire, how to have a tax-free retirement. One's on women in wealth. So that website again is what? LeaveALegacy.com. LeaveALegacy.com. And if you'd like to set up a complimentary phone call, call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. And you can go to the resource tab. We have our past radio shows, all kinds of information. Literally, folks, you can spend hours of free information, educational material. Speaking of Social Security, if you'd like to get this guide, it's laminated called the Baby Boomer's Guide to Social Security. You should look at that as an asset. And it's chock full of information. So if you'd like to get that copy, we can mail it to you. You don't pay for shipping, or we can photocopy it and send it to you. But it is laminate. Laminate is nicer. Called Baby Boomer's Guide to Social Security. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, one of the things we do is we protect assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis basis and a crisis basis. If you haven't planned for that, folks, that's a one hole in your nest egg that could literally wipe you out. So, and I'm not talking about necessary long-term care insurance. What asset would you use? And where would you want to spend if you had to take, if you wanted care? Most people, I think, especially in today's environment, even before though, is at home. Well, how would you like to be able to do double or maybe even triple duty by maybe transferring an asset you have in a money market account, a mutual fund that's not really doing anything, a non-qualified account? That's one strategy, because we both do pre-crisis and we do crisis planning. It's better to do pre-crisis, but if you're in a nursing home about ready to go in, and especially if you're a veteran, we have strategies. You might not be able to protect all the assets, but we can protect a lot of it. So again, if you'd like to learn more about that, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. We also do tax preparation, tax planning. July 15th is coming right around the corner, folks, but you can file an extension to October 15th. Now, if you owe money, you got to send some money in, but if you don't, you got to October 15th, but you got to file that extension. But right now, we do tax preparation. If you come in, we're going to be filing the extensions for you, so because we're finishing up other ones. So if you come in, it's an automatic extension, just so you know. But we do tax planning. We do that year-round. And I just talked to a gentleman today. He has about $800,000 in a 401k. He's 61. He doesn't know what I know on what we can do. We've talked in past shows. I won't go probably into detail today. We got some powerful strategies, folks. Powerful strategies. And we go through and give you the pros and cons of the strategy. But for a lot of people, especially if they got a large amount of that, then this strategy could fit nicely in your planning. So taxes is a big one. Tax preparation, but tax planning is actually more important. You got to do the tax prep, but tax planning is where it's at, folks. From simple stuff to complex stuff. And if, I don't care if you got a business, you got several corporations. I got 10 of them. So, folks, but I've teamed up throughout the country. I have lots of people that I work with. So we got strategies in place. That's why our company's called Legacy Financial Strategy. In fact, we have another website called InnovationTaxService.com. And we have one on Elite Tax Service as well. I've given that website out. And on the next segment, I'll give you the full website on that one. That's for people that are paying a lot of taxes. So what else do we do? Well, I mentioned we work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania as far as wills, trust, power of attorneys. I'm not an attorney, but I'm a legal assistant, but I work with qualified attorneys who specialize in that area to have the right license and have the knowledge. You don't want to work with a divorce lawyer doing estate planning. Consequently, if you're going to get divorced or sue someone, you don't want to work with an estate planning attorney. So we work with attorneys who specialize in that area from Ohio and Pennsylvania. Then when it comes to the investments, you name the investment or the savings, I can't say we have everything, but we have a lot of items out there in the planet. And the way we like to describe investment or saving money is through like a traffic light, colors of traffic light. Yellow money is your emergency money. Checking, savings, money market, credit union should have anywhere from 3 months to a year, depending on the person. The advantage is it's liquid. The disadvantage is you got to pay tax on it. It doesn't earn very much, but you should have so much money in yellow money. Red money is rich money. We have a division of our company called Legacy Advisory Group. That's stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities. Anything that carries a risk and goes up and down is called red money. And then green money is where your principal is protected. You can't lose your money due to market conditions. That would be long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities, index annuities. The only way you could possibly lose money if you surrendered early and there wasn't much of a gain. But every strategy, I don't care what we're talking about, wills, trust, power of attorney, investments, the long-term care plan, they all have their pros and cons. That's fiduciaries. We go through that. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about what Dr. Robert Shiller has to say during this market, the pandemic stock market, and why it's decoupled from the economy. So please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So as promised, we're going to talk about what Dr. Robert Shiller explains, the pandemic stock market, and why it's decoupled from the economy. Before I go through that article, you can set up a complimentary consultation over the phone, comfort of your home, 15 minutes, no charge, and ask us any questions you want to. The toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or if you'd like to even come in for a complimentary consultation, give us a call and schedule one. Leave your checkbook at home, 800-264-4963. So this is Dr. Robert Shiller. He's a Yale graduate. He said the performance of the stock markets, especially in the United States, during the coronavirus pandemic seems to defy logic. I think that's an understatement. He says, with catering demand dragging down investment and employment, what could possibly be keeping share prices afloat? Have you thought about that? What's causing it? Is this a technical market? Is there fundamentals behind this? He said, the more economic fundamentals and market outcomes diverge, the deeper the mystery becomes until one considers possible explanation based on crowd psychology. The virality of ideas in the dynamics of narrative epidemics. So let me ask you a question. I'm going to continue here. Is it going to continue to go up or is it going to go down? Now, as I mentioned many times throughout the year, I'm praying that it lasts till after the election. But I've got some sources that maybe not think so. Most of the sources say 2021, 2022 don't look good. But I do have another source that says it's going to keep going. So what we like to do, we're more tactical. We don't like to get the high highs and get the always the tops or the low lows. If you're always trying to have a crystal ball, try to squeeze out that extra little 1% to 2%, this is where you get burned. You know, you worked, as I mentioned, I've talked about this many times on the past show, you didn't work 40, 30, 40, 50 years. You worked hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month to accumulate that money. So you might want to come in and have a plan and not try to capture all the up, but not all the down either. You need to have a plan. He says, after all, stock market movements are driven largely by investors' assessments of other investments, evolving reaction to the news rather than the news itself. This is Robert Shiller speaking, Dr. Robert Shiller, an economist. He says, follow the latest move in the stock market, and you can see what he's talking about. That is because most people have no way to evaluate the significance of the economic or scientific news, especially when mistrust of news media is high. He said, they tend to what? Rely on how people they know respond to the news. This process of evaluation takes time. He has the CAPE index, the Shiller index, which is why stock markets do not respond to news suddenly and completely as conventional theory would suggest. Although the news media would make you think that. The news starts a new trend in markets, but is sufficiently ambiguous that most smart money has difficulty profiting from it. He said there's three phases of the market. He said, of course, it's hard to know what drives the stock market, but we can at least conjecture ex post based on available information. He said there are three separate phases of the puzzle in the United States. The 3% rise in the S&P 500, known as the Spiders, SPX, from the beginning of the coronavirus on January 30th, to February 19th. The 34% drop from that date until March 23rd, you've heard me mention it in the past, and the 42% upswing from March 23rd to the present. He said each of these phases reveals a puzzling association with the news as the lag market reaction is filtered through investment reactions and stories. He said the first phase started when the World Health Organization, known as the WHO, declared the new coronavirus a public health emergency of international concern. When? On January 30th. He said for the next 20 days, the S&P rose by 3%, hitting an all-time record high on February 19th. Why would investors give shares, you might be asking yourself the question, their highest valuation ever right after the announcement of a possible global tragedy? Interest rates did not fall over this period. Why didn't the stock market predict the coming recession by declining before the downturn started? You thought about asking yourself that question? One conjecture is the pandemic wasn't a familiar event, and most investors in early February just weren't convinced that other investors or consumers paid any attention to such things until they saw a bigger reaction to the news and market prices. That may have been you. Their lack of past experience since the 1918-20 influenza pandemic meant there was no statistical analysis of such events' market impact. He said the beginnings of the lockdowns in late January in China received scant attention in the world press. The disease caused by new coronavirus didn't even have a name until February 11th, when the WHO, World Health Organization, christened it with the COVID-19. Folks, I've mentioned in the past, I have the COVID-20 locked in our room. I'm going to trademark that. Now, I'm not making fun of it. It's going to be here forever, some form of it. In the weeks before February 9th, Dr. Shiller says, public attention to longstanding problems such as global warming, secular stagnation, or debt overhangs were fading. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, which ended February 5th, still dominated talk in the U.S., and many politicians apparently found it counterproductive to raise alarms about a hypothetical new enormous tragic looming. He said the second phase began when the S&P plummeted 34% from March 19th to March 23rd, 2020, a drop akin to the 1929 stock market crash. Yet, he said, as February 19, there had been only a handful of reported COVID-19 cases, death outside the United China. He said what changed investors' thinking over that interview was not just one narrative, but a constellation of related narratives. So he said, let's see if he makes some sense to the news. Some of the news was nonsense. He said, on February 17th, a run out of toilet paper in Hong Kong was mentioned for the first time. I mentioned on the radio show in March 19th when we had the martial law declared in Pennsylvania. He said it became a highly contagious story, a sort of a joke. Of course, the news about the spread of disease was becoming more international. The WHO dubbed it a pandemic on March 11th. Internet searches for pandemic peaked in the week of March 8th through the 14th, and searches for coronavirus peaked in the week of March 15th through the 21st. It appears that in the second phase, people were trying to learn the basics about this strange event. Most people couldn't get a handle on it immediately, let alone imagine what others might influence market prices were doing so. He goes on to say, Dr. Schiller, as the stock market downturn proceeded, vivid stories appeared of hardship and business disruption caused by the lockdown. For example, some people in lockdown China reportedly were reduced to searching for minnows and ragworms to eat. In Italy, there were stories of medical workers overwhelmed, hospitals being forced to choose which patients would receive treatment. You might remember that. Narratives about the Great Depression of 1930s flourished. He went on to say the beginning of the third phase, when the S&P market began its 40% rise, was marked by genuine news about fiscal monetary policy. And on March 23rd, after interest rates had already been cut to virtually zero, the Federal Reserve announced an aggressive program to establish innovative credit facilities. 4 days later, Trump signed, you remember, the $2 trillion coronavirus. And we're going to talk on the next segment about potential and what they're going to be doing from July 21st to August 8th. Both of these measures and similar actions in the countries were described as resembling the actions taken counter to the 2008 and 2009 Great Recession, was followed by a gradual but ultimately huge increase in stock prices. The S&P 500 increased fivefold, folks, from its bottom on March 9, 2009 to February 9, 2020. You might have remembered that. Most people have no idea what the Fed's plan or the CARES Act, but investors did know of one recent example when measures apparently work. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network, and we're going to talk about this stimulus that's going to be coming up and how it might be affected that. We got lots of more good information. So if you'd like to set up that complimentary consultation call, 15 minutes at no charge, or come into the office, call Legacy Financial Strategies toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website, leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com has all our contact information. Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold, or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information must know fact you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll free at 800-264-4963.
800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. Here's the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. And my name is David Gallner. So we're going to talk about, on this segment, is the next stimulus plan. You heard me right, folks. Some of you maybe heard chatter about that. Well, they're in recess now. This is July 10th. Of course, you're listening to it on Saturday, July 11th. And they come back, I believe, July 21st, which is my birthday. And then they'll take another recess by August 8th. So they're going to be doing something during that time. To give you the gist of it, about 2 months ago, maybe 6 weeks or so ago, the House passed overwhelmingly, because it's heavily Democrats, demon rats as I refer to them, passed called the HEROES Act. And it's full of pork and, you know, money for Planned Parenthood, those kind of things, and voting by mail, all kind of weird stuff they have in that plan. But it's a $3 trillion. Mitch McConnell wanted to pass something. He's the head of the Senate Committee Majority Leader. Wanted $1 trillion. The president, Donald J. Trump, wants somewhere $2 trillion. So in my opinion, it's probably going to be somewhere in $2 trillion. Because of Mnuchin and his advisor and so forth. So let me tell you what Treasury Mnuchin, he backs a narrow coronavirus aid package as talks with Congress resume. So there's going to be something, folks. There's definitely going to be something. I have some people said, no, there won't. So let me just go through some of the things. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Congress and the White House will aim to craft another coronavirus relief bill before the end of the month. He said the White House backs direct payments to individuals, but did not specify on what kind of income cap the administration would support. Let me stop you. The previous one, you know, they had $75,000 on a single person up to $99,000. For every $100 you earned over $75,000, you lose $5. A married couple was $150,000 up to approximately $200,000 for every $100 you earned over $150,000, you lose $5. And if you had kids, and like two kids, you get up to $212,000. So they're talking about $40,000, but nothing, and he's not saying if he commits to that or not. So let me go on to what else he said. Mnuchin added that the administration wants to change the enhanced federal unemployment benefit set to expire at the end of July. Now, that's different than the PUA, which is the pandemic unemployment for self-employed people. That's a different program altogether, where that's at 600. They're both 600, but a lot of people get confused. The one he's talking about that ends in July for the federal is called the FPUC. Don't get that confused with the PUC. They're both at $600. The pandemic continues, but the other one sets this end of July. He says the stance puts him at odds with House Democrats, who want much more sweeping age packing as the pandemic continues to ravage the country. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin indicated Thursday that the White House will not back that kind of sweeping corona relief and support in earlier bills, instead opting for narrow aid even as the pandemic ravages the United States. Congress plans to return from the 4th of July break later this month. I told you probably July 21st, for 2 weeks of work before its August recess, which is August 8th. Keep that in mind. August 8th, they'll probably pass something, probably won't get checks till end of August or September. But Republicans and Democrats appear at odds on how much aid to spend. Country's still in the thick of fighting, an outbreak that has killed more than 132,000 Americans. While the Trump administration backs direct payments to individuals in the next bill, it has not embraced broad aid proposed by Democrats, including hazard pay for essential workers. Now, what is hazard pay? They're talking about an extra $13 an hour on top of what they're making for essential workers. Hazard, what do they mean? Well, some of it could be obvious. Healthcare, nurses, doctors, people that work at Walmarts, truck drivers. It could be a lot of occupations that were essential, required to work. Could be even taxpayers. I don't know the language there. But they're going to cap it, depends on your income, up to $10,000 or $5,000. So it's not going to be $13 forever. They'll cap it at either $10,000. If you make too much money, make cap it at $5,000. That's one of the things they're talking about. They're also talking about a tax credit if you travel up to $4,000. So if you went to visit someone and you paid $500, they'll give you, not $500, they'll give you 50% credit up to $500. So that'd be $250, not as a tax deduction, but as a direct credit. So these are things they're talking about. They're also talking about Social Security, although that's peanuts, you know, suspending that to the end of the year. But officials in Washington could find themselves in an impasse over how to handle ongoing economic and health crisis that the President Trump has largely, you know, downplayed. Well, I wouldn't say that's necessarily true. But speaking to CNBC on Thursday, Mnuchin said, we do support another round of stimulus check. So there you go. You have a consensus there. Now, the question is how much. After most Americans received $1,200, not all, some weren't eligible, but many did, some as part of the $2 trillion rescue legislation passed in March. But he did not say whether he backed the potential $40,000 income on single people, probably double that for a married couple. He didn't say he supported. I doubt that that'll probably be axed. And where before it was $75,000 and $150,000, as I mentioned earlier. The Treasury Secretary also addressed one of the most urgent issues Congress faces in talks, an income cliff millions of people will face in July. That's $600 at FPUC. Federal unemployment benefit expires, not the PUA, which is self-employed. That still continues. Even though the economy gained nearly 5 million jobs in June, the unemployment rate dropped to still staggering 11.1%. Mnuchin said the White House wants to change rather than extend the enhanced unemployment provision. He did not give details in how it would want to structure the aid. They're also talking about the senator from Portman from Ohio talking about his incentive, maybe paying him a little bit lower, but incentive like $400, $450 to go back to work. So there's a lot of things on. Here's the point I'm making. There's going to be something, folks. Just stay tuned. We'll keep you abreast. On other fronts, Mnuchin said the White House supports an extension of the Paycheck Protection Program known as the PPP. They still have quite a bit in there. He said Congress has put $670 billion into the loan program and has about $130 billion remain as of Monday. It was supposed to expire, the PPP, June 30th, but now it's to August 8th. So mark that number, that date down, August 8th. I believe they'll have something before that, or at least by that date. Democrats put nearly $1 trillion aid for state and local governments. That's going to be iffy for the Republicans in a $3 trillion relief bill by the House passed in May. McConnell has previously said he wants to see liability protection. That's almost a given, folks, liability protection. When you stay on the next segment, I'm going to talk about a store that's got 38 lawsuits filed against them. And I think most of you will recognize what the store is I'm talking about. Also, on the PPP, if you're interested, I'm not going to do it on the broadcast. I have a list of all the businesses from the anywhere in the United States. But if you're local, if you want to find out what some businesses got the PPP and how many jobs they save, I don't have every business because it's just the ones who received $150,000 to $350,000 and on up. It might surprise you, some of those, but then it also talks about how many jobs they save by doing that. So if you're out of curiosity or interested in that kind of information, let me know. If you want to set up a complimentary consultation, you're not sure about this economy, you don't want to come in, but you want to set up, get a second opinion, we could do it right over the phone, folks. A fifth set of a schedule, a 15-minute call. What's the charge for it? Nothing. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or just Google the word Legacy Financial, and it'll take you to a spot on Google that says LeaveALegacy.com. LeaveALegacy.com has all our contact information. So let's talk a little bit more about the economy. Mixed signals in the economy. Today's good news is Friday. They may have
some people keep a medicine to keep people from dying as much. So obviously the stock market recovers. So it's up and down. But remember, it's overpriced. Again, I don't have a problem money in the market, money out of the market. You need to have a plan based on your decision. Do you have a written plan that you know the road that you're on, that you know for sure that you're going to have enough money to live if you're single or if you're married to both of you die, regardless of what happens? And also taxes. Have you done the tax planning? Have you got your estate planning? We're comprehensive. I happen to be a master certified estate planner. My daughter's a certified estate planner. If you'd like to learn more about what we do and how that might help you, give us a call. Set up a complimentary consultation for 15 minutes. The toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to important messages. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little politics.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Before I get in and talk about that store that has 34 lawsuits and what's going on in Western Pennsylvania grocery store, let me just tell you about something. We have an important election. We say that every 4 years, every 2 years, and it's true. You know, I hate this, like, sound like a cliche, but it is true, especially of light what's going on. So can you imagine? You got two choices. You got Joey Biden, Uncle Joe. Now, in all due fairness to Joey, you know, he came out of the basement, I mentioned last week's show, and if you look closely, I swear I saw mold on his face. Yes, mold. You got to look close, and you know what happens when you're in the basement and the mold starts to spread? It turns into fungus, and the plural is fungi. So I think problem why he's having a hard time communicating, and I shouldn't make fun of him, but he's exposed himself. He has fungi in the brain. That's why he's confused. So that's your first choice. Then you have a president. Here's some of the accomplishments. The most pro-life president that we've ever had. He made Jerusalem the capital. I'm going to go through the accomplishments. Yes, I think he got snookered on the virus. Don't get me wrong. One person who dies, who doesn't know the Lord, is one way too many. God loves all. He wants all to come to repentance. It won't happen again. I don't know this for a fact, I think his son-in-law and even his daughter may be on the outs. Because when they went to Mount Rushmore and spoke, I could be wrong on this. I didn't watch the whole thing, what part, but I didn't see his daughter or his son-in-law. But I know his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, praised Dr. Fauci. And I won't go into detail what I think about Dr. Fauci in the past. And don't get me wrong, it is serious, but you don't shut down an economy and end up killing a lot more people. It's hard to measure how many have died because of that. It is important.
like anything. But it's unfortunately, this virus will probably going to be here some form of for a long time. So you got two choices. You got Uncle Joe, Joe Biden, or President Trump's accomplishments. So let me just go through some of those. Supreme Court justice. It could be, by the way, Neil Gorsuch. It could be one or two more in the next term. That's very important. Stock market reached all-time high. Then it crashed, you know, on the 23rd. It's back up now. But, by the way, in my opinion, we're going to have a couple years, we're going to have some problems in 21, 22. It could be wrong. I have one article that says that's not going to be the case. But, again, give us a call. Do a plan. You name the investment or savings, we probably have it. You want stocks, bonds, mutual funds, we have all that stuff. You want more safety, you want guaranteed paycheck for life income, we have that. More than 2 million jobs created before the pandemic. Mortgage application was a 7-year high. Unemployment rate was at the lowest. Now, of course, it's high, one of the highest, but that's because of the pandemic. Golf, Obama, our regulations got rid of a lot of those, gutted them. Ended a war on coal. You heard Hillary, she wanted to end it. And Joey, probably the same thing. Weakened the Dodd-Frank regulation. That's a nightmare for at least our business. Promoted buying and hiring America. We need to do a lot more of that, folks. I've talked about that even when Phil English was in for a long time. He said, oh, you gotta work with the Chinese and they'll come around our way of life. I said, no, they're not. They're communists. It's completely different. I don't believe in free trade, never have, fair trade. Yes, we'll take a price hit. Prices will go up, but in competition, then prices eventually go down. But buy in America, investment from major businesses, reduce illegal immigration, got the wall, got 210 miles of it built. Bids for border wall are underway, more of it. Fighting back against sanctuary cities, victims of immigration, change RE against ISIS, drafted plans to defeat ISIS, work to reduce F-35 costs, 5-year lobbying plan, sanction Iran over missile program, responded to Syria with bombing, introduced tax reform, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And by the way, for most people, not all people, unless you weren't paying taxes, most people got a tax cut. There are some people who have a tax bracket, they had to pay more. But for the majority of people who are paying taxes, for the most part, they didn't. They got less. Let me explain what I mean. The old tax brackets were 0, 10, and 15. The 15 has been replaced with the 12. Then you had the next bracket was 25. That's been replaced with 22. The 28% is replaced with 24. And then you got 32, 35, and 37. So you did have tax cuts, not for all. And if you weren't paying anything, it doesn't apply to you. That's what's called Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. But many people got a reduction in taxes. Renegotiated NAFTA, withdrew from the TPP, exited the Paris Accord, created a task force to reduce crime, DOJ targeting MS-13, energy. I can go on and on and on. There's lots of it. So it should be no doubt on who you vote for. If you're a Democrat, the Democratic Party, folks, I think the true Democrats are not, your party's been hijacked. I'm a registered Republican, not because I like Republicans. I want to make sure you understand that. There's a lot of them I can't stand. They're rhinos. But what does the platform stand for? If you read the Democratic platform, go read Joey Biden's. We're probably going to do a show on his platform one of these days when it gets closer to the election. See what he stands for, the Democratic platform, and go check out the Republican. Cross out the name Republican or Democrat, and then study those and ask for guidance on which one you should vote. It should be pretty obvious, obviously. So who is this grocery store? Giant Eagle. Giant Eagle has 34 lawsuits. Let me just give you some information. Giant Eagle is being sued by 34 people across Western PA, including 5 from the greater Johnstown, who allege company employees often use aggressive measures to enforce what plaintiffs called illegal mask policy. I've talked about that. The lawsuit includes allegations by customers across Western Pennsylvania suffering from different medical conditions. The plaintiffs include Pittsburgh area woman with respiratory issues who said she passed out
and hit her head in Butler County's store checkout line because she wore a mask to comply. Now, I played that video, which has been taken down, by the way, where they had this instrument that would go on these different masks and show you how the oxygen was reduced by wearing all different types of masks. If you listened to that last week, if you don't, go to our website, leaveitlegacy.com, leaveitlegacy.com, and go to the resource tab under Legacy Radio, and you should see it posted there. A Crawford County woman, allegedly an employee, struck her with a shopping cart after she removed her mask inside a Meville store. And a Venango County man who said police officer injured his neck after the store reported him for trespassing. In this region, the suit also includes two Johnstown residents suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. One of them is a veteran who separately said they left the University Park store after being harassed about not wearing masks or wearing them properly, and another Johnson area resident who said he was escorted from the store by police while trying to pick up a prescription for what? His respiratory issues. Customers from Bedford, Edinburgh, and Northern Cambria, also among those filing lawsuits, also issued with Giant Eagle's mask policy, court documents showed. Civil cases continue to add up against the Pittsburgh-based grocery store company, which has defended its policy as in line with federal Centers for Disease Control and state guidelines. That is not true. If you go to the guidelines, at least in Pennsylvania, they're posted at pa.gov. If you have a health condition, you don't have to wear a mask, and they can't ask you what it is. And by the way, there's no evidence that it does help anyway from the virus. Let me prove to you, I talked about a couple of weeks ago, they had a hearing with Dr. Fauci, Dr. Redfield, and the congressional will ask him questions. They had the mask on. When they talked, they took the mask off. Then when they were done, they put it back on. Then they go to Dr. Redfield, they ask him a question, he take it off, then he put it back on. It was like back and forth. Every time they asked the question, take the mask on and off. If I was asking a question, I would ask him, you know, you guys are doctors, I see your name says doctor. My head's getting dizzy. Why? You keep taking your mask off and putting it on. How do you have that virus trained? Did you work at a circus? Do you train? Were you able to? Can you train this virus to sit like a dog? Or is it that you have eyes that you can actually see the virus? And when you talk, it goes away. And when you stop talking, you put it back on because it comes back. Can you see it? I can't see it. Now, there's a lot of people watching this, probably 10 people. So for the 10 people that are watching this hearing, including me, could you explain to me how this works and how the – so it's bogus, folks. Now, the New England Journal of Medicine, I talked several weeks ago about that. It does, I won't say nothing, but very little. I think many people get a false sense of security. It's, again, when you're around a lot of people, it's like the flu. If you're unhealthy, you should stay home. Being around large crowds and that, there's more opportunity. So, again, it's serious, but they're making it more serious. In fact, I won't go into maybe next week. I'll go by an article that was in the Texas Medical Association talking about ranks, about how they're ranked, by the way, in I'll talk about that next week. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network, and remember this. You're going to die. I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? I do another radio show on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WPIC called One Way Radio Network. Only one way to heaven. It's either heaven or hell. You won't get there because you're a good old gal, or there's 50 ways. There's one way, and that's through what? Repentance and asking forgiveness and doing what else? Accepting Jesus Christ as the God. Either he's a lunatic, a lie, or he said who he says he is. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Who do you say he is? Man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27, then comes the judgment. Sound like taking a vacation and say, I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. That's the most important decision you can make. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and to support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing factor, a piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that factor, piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing factor, a piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that factor, piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.